Welcome back for a new round of Cinema Central, and I'm so glad you have tuned in this week, because on this episode, I get to do one of my favorite things. Actually, I get to do two of my favorite things. A, I get to review a movie, and two, I get to do it with a friend of mine, because Matt Triola's back.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, there he is.
I'm here.
And this week, we are talking about Venom, of course, because it came out last weekend on October 5th, and we both saw it, and we both liked it, and... besides the apparent division between fans and critics, we don't really care because we both had a good time.
Yeah, that's all I really cared about.
So, before we get into the madness that is Venom, full disclosure, spoiler warning, you've been warned, we're holding nothing back here, so we're going to jump right into this review.
Let's do it. Yeah, so I think to, you know, just get this ball rolling here, it was just an entertaining film. I don't think it was meant to be anything like Academy Award winning, you know, Oscar nominee, thing. It's just a movie for entertainment, and this movie has been in development purgatory for the past 10 years, ever since Spider-Man 3 came out.
Oh, totally.
And I'm just glad to, you know, see this film, see, you know, an entertaining film of Venom with good CGI, better than I thought it was going to be. A good actor playing Eddie Brock, Tom Hardy. He did a fantastic job.
Oh yeah, Tom Hardy was definitely a highlight for me.
Yeah, me too. I think that's what made this film, and I think that's a good way to start. Is just saying this Venom and Eddie Brock relationship really kept the movie alive.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because Sony, I feel like, kind of took a risk making this movie, because like, when was the last time we saw a comic book movie headlined by a villain character?
Suicide Squad.
And we all know how that turned out.
Yeah. So I'm glad that Sony they're not holding back their production. They're keeping films coming out. And I think if they did more risky films like this, I think that they would get more credit for their work. I think they need to be a little more risky. Just do more of these kinds of different kinds of anti-hero, superhero films, because we've all seen, you know, Avengers now. We've all seen Spider-Man. We've all seen Fantastic Four, DC Universe. You know, it's like, you know, let's just make some good films.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel like if they're smart about it, Sony could like just start their own little niche shared universe of like just doing the villain movies, like movies about the villains, and
yeah,
then maybe at the end of that we get like a Sinister Six movie, and
yeah,
then I think that would just be really dope,
because you know Sony's been trying to make that Sinister Six film since Amazing Spider-Man 2, I believe.
Well, no, that ended
yeah it ended on a happy note by getting Tom Holland to replace Garfield's atrocity of series, but
As for Venom the movie, it works. I thought it worked as a standalone villainous character. The plot's pretty straightforward. Alien symbiotes crash land on Earth, and they get captured by the Life Foundation and their CEO Carlton Drake, who's a douche. And then
he is,
but he has to be, because
gotta make him.
He's the villain.
He can't be liked.
And we're introduced to Eddie Brock, played by Tom Hardy, who's like this investigative reporter. Eddie Brock report reel beginning was awesome.
I really like how they modernized Eddie Brock's character for this film and made it like he's not just doing like newspaper work. He's doing more like, was it more of like his own show kind of deal? Or was it like an internet show too?
Yeah, I think it was like this internet show for that company.
Yeah.
For that newspaper.
I think that was kind of a cool way to make it like modern. Hey, 21st century, it's a new era, it's a new Eddie Brock. I like the kind of little change. Subtle changes in this movie were kind of nice.
Yeah, so, I mean, if anything, I just felt like it took like the first 30 minutes of the film was kind of slow. It kind of just, before it really kicked in the gear, was
I've heard
when
that before.
Mm-hmm. When Eddie gets exposed to the Venom symbiote, that's when things really get interesting.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I think something that a lot of directors or filmmakers have been doing recently with properties that are a little more risky, I think they've been taking their time setting up the plot before they get into the fun stuff. Like if you look at that Godzilla film that came out a few years ago.
Yeah.
They really toned down the amount that you saw any monsters, yeah. You know, or like that Power Rangers movie that came out last year. Yes. They toned it down so much because they just didn't want to be over the top. I think this is kind of the case for this film too. Like, we did not get much Venom for, like you said, like the first half hour or so.
Yeah.
But for me personally, I think it was kind of nice, like a nice setup to see who Eddie Brock is before we even see Venom, or I guess the main sci-fi villain of what's his name, the other symbiote,
Riot.
Yeah. Before we get to see even Riot, we kind of do see Riot at the beginning, but
yeah,
I think it was kind of responsible to at least start out this movie series, if it becomes a movie series, you know, kind of start it slow, set up, you know, your plot points and go on. But yeah, it was kind of slow, but I was kind of just intrigued because I guess I'm a fanboy.
Yeah, no, so. I'm not saying it was bad. I'm just saying it.
Totally.
It was there.
I totally agree. And, I see where you're coming from.
So, yeah, we also meet at the time, his fiance. I think her name's Annie or Anne.
Something
like that.
I can look it up.
And they're engaged. They're going to get married. But then Eddie does something incredibly stupid and gets both of them fired, and she breaks up with them. And it's... And then it fast forward 6 months later, and he's just like on a downward spiral of depravity at this point, you know?
I think that was a good way to, I think that was very true to Eddie Brock's character, because he in the comics and in other interpretations or incarnations in film and TV, he's been a slime ball and really sleazy. Yeah. So I could totally see him doing that. They really made you kind of feel for him at the same time, but also see, like, okay, this guy, he's a jerk, you know? He does stupid things, which is what we expect Eddie Brock to do. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking her name is Anne.
Okay.
Played by Michelle Williams? Yep. Hmm. Okay.
And so eventually this one scientist from Life Foundation comes and approaches Eddie about exposing Carlton Drake. And he shows up and he sees someone in there that's being experimented on, and he tries to bust her out. And that's when Venom jumps into him. And this is like the high. I love this performance from Tom Hardy, because he doesn't know what's happening to him yet. He's just like freaking out for like the next 20 minutes of the film. It's so funny, like, seeing him just like open his freezer and start eating frozen tater tots or whatever.
Yep.
It was just completely absurd.
Yeah, I think it was kind of unexpected, because like, you don't really know what the transformation is going to be like. I think it was a nice portrayal to see visually what he's going through. You know, we're not told, oh, my heart is, you know, falling apart internally. They show you on screen. He's in some serious doo doo.
Yeah. And I love the part when he like looks at the mirror after he throws up. And the Venom face kind of pops out for a second. He's like,
Eddie.
And he's like, ah! And then he like passes out in the bathtub.
Yeah, yeah. I like at the same time how they had his the other guy on his floor, I guess you'd say, like, you know, the apartment next door across from him. He was a complete jerk. And he gets like, you know, I guess a redemption for that later, revenge. It's the better word. That was cool. I liked all the little subtlety, like, you know, setting up this world was kind of cool. So. Yeah.
And then later on, we see him. So he kind of reconnects with Anne earlier in the film.
Uh-huh.
And that's when we find out that she's seeing someone else that's a doctor. And then he finds her at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And he's like, full on freaking out, and he's just like grabbing food off of people's plates or whatever. And then at the end, he jumps into the lobster tank and starts eating a live lobster. It's just like full on craziness.
But like, I loved it. I mean, that's what we needed to see. You don't see that in other, I guess, movies that often.
Oh yeah,
you know.
So
yeah,
Tom Hardy. we love you.
Yeah. Please keep doing cool things.
And the great thing is that I could understand Tom Hardy in this movie.
Yeah.
Which is an improvement.
Hey, he's learning, you know?
Yeah.
He's becoming better every day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So eventually Venom does reveal himself to Eddie, and it's just this really funny interaction just between the two of them. It's just completely insane.
Feels Venom finally actually makes his presence known. They actually start talking and interacting. Like, it's like, who, what's going on? And Eddie's, I don't know, Tom Hardy did a good job just playing pretend on camera without knowing what was actually, how it was going to be processed post-production. So it was cool.
And then the Life Foundation sends the Goon Squad after him, and then he just starts shooting Venom tendrils everywhere.
Yeah.
And the bike chase was a lot of fun because he's just like running along on the bike and he's just like shooting Venom things everywhere.
Yeah.
And like he crashes and then Venom like fixes him.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my goodness.
Did that chase scene look better than what it did in the trailer, or is that just my own?
Yeah, it probably was better.
It looked
the trailer.
It looked more polished for sure. So,
oh yeah,
yeah, it was good. I also liked, I think, when they actually had a face-to-face conversation between Venom and Eddie.
Oh yeah,
I like how the symbiote really came off like his back and like was just talking to him. I'm like, that's cool. The CGI looked good. That's how I watched Venom as a kid on the animated shows. You know, like Spider-Man. The 90s one and the unlimited one.
Yeah.
That's how I saw Venom, and that's how I still see him. So, definite improvement from 2007, Spider-Man 3. So, yes.
Let's not even talk about it.
RIP. But yeah. So, it was just a fun, some fun action.
Yeah. You know? One thing I will say about this movie is that it was PG-13. There's a lot of debate about what rating this movie was going to be. And it's PG-13, and that's a marketing thing so that more people can go watch it. But at the same time, it really wanted to be rated R.
It did.
Like, especially when Venom's, like, biting people's heads off, like, literally.
Those are the first things I really heard about, like, from critics was, like, they weren't necessarily, I guess, upset with like the story. They were just more upset this wasn't rated R. Like, they were saying, I forget who it was, don't quote me, I don't want to like steal anyone's ideas here when I say it, but like they're saying like every time somebody would get, you know, eaten, they was, you know, cut it, you know. And that's exactly what they did. You couldn't really see any vicious things that Venom was doing. You just saw scenes of it, or just fades to black really fast. So which I think sometimes it's okay to let your mind imagine what it looks like. It's part of the ambiguous part, and that's creativity and letting your mind be a little, take some control. So
from what I've heard and seen, this film's been fairly divisive between fans and critics. Like, the critics are just like railing on this film, but for the most part, I think people have enjoyed this film, and it shows, especially since Venom had the largest opening in October.
Yeah,
for a long time, 80 million domestically, which is
fantastic,
absolutely.
Jinx.
And you know, I don't know what it is that brought people to see this movie. It's either they wanted to see a Venom movie, they wanted to see a Tom Hardy movie, or they wanted to see a superhero movie. I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe all three.
Or all three.
I mean, come on. Like, I feel like this might just be my own opinion coming into it, but I feel like most of the audience does not care what the critics, they don't care what the critics have to say about it, because
I mean, I certainly don't.
I don't either. I mean, like, this is a movie made for a certain purpose. It's supposed to be a certain way. I didn't expect it to get outstanding reviews, you know?
And I think it was just a nice refresh for a lot of people because it goes against the grain of like the MCU and whatnot.
Yeah, I like that it's not so standard cookie cutter MCU format. You know, it's its own fun movie. We get to see another studio make a film again besides Disney. I'm sorry, I love Disney. They're doing a great job with MCU.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it's still nice to see some other perspectives, a little grittier, fun character. I think they really just came out for the character, you know? It's a fun concept in general.
Oh, yeah.
So.
For sure. And speaking of just being a fun character, there's a point in the film that's completely absurd where Venom actually gets separated from Eddie right as Eddie gets captured from by yeah. the goon squad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So his ex is there.
Yeah.
And so she merges with Venom to go save him. Uh-huh.
So I think it's only wise now that we talk about what we did not like about the movie. I feel like, or at least I will just say, you know, I'll acknowledge some things I just did not like. Overall, I enjoyed the film. But I think I think it's just, you know, talking about his ex-girlfriend or his ex-fiance.
Uh-huh.
She's one element I just did not appreciate very much. I thought that the acting, you know, was kind of flat. Did you feel like her acting was flat? Because I felt
it wasn't like, outstanding.
Right. I just felt like she didn't, I don't know. She wasn't believable to me. I thought, you know, some other critics have been saying, you know, there's a, you know, a big generic corporation takeover, big bad corporation thing going on, which, I mean, overall, I didn't really care. I mean, we've seen it a million times before. Kind of generic. I get it. The other thing I thought was just a simple villain. You know, we didn't really see much of what Riot was like. We only just heard with, you know, we only saw him for like a short amount of time. We saw him doing some creepy things at the beginning, and then
yeah.
going, you know, merging with the actual what's his face?
Carlton Drake,
which is cool. I get it. It's, you know, it's that's where I come back to, you know, come back around where I say, all right, yes, you had a simple villain, you had a huge corporation. I get it. It's been done before, this generic corporate evil bad guy thing. But it just, I don't care enough for that to really affect my enjoyment of the film.
Yeah.
You know, I can get over the generic girlfriend part of it. Not even generic, but just kind of flat acting. I thought the character was written okay. I thought she could have been a little more, I don't know, just she could have just acted better, the actress, Michelle Williams. And overall, I think she's a pretty good actor. I've seen her in some other things, I think. She's been around a while, from what it looks like. But overall, like, it didn't really affect my opinions of the film. So,
yeah, I think the only thing for me was that the final boss fight at the end of the movie, it was just kind of hard to keep track of what all was happening because it was just moving really fast, and there is symbiote goo flying everywhere,
yeah.
which in itself is cool, but there's just so much happening on screen at once. It felt like a Transformers movie for a second.
I get that. Yeah.
Which is not a good thing.
Yeah, if you look closely, somebody mentioned it online before the film came out, the first trailer where they showed the fight scene, Venom and Riot, they looked almost identical on camera.
Oh, yeah.
So they had to add, I think, was it like black lines or some kind of other indicator that Riot looks different?
Yeah, he's kind of silver yeah. looking.
And they had to add in some lines, some black lines or white lines. I forget. It's hard to really remember. But
yeah.
So I think that was an issue they, like the filmmakers, saw and they tried to address in the actual final cut. And yeah, I agree with what you're saying. It was kind of like jumbly, kind of like
mm-hmm.
there's a lot going on and just visually happening, too hard to kind of decipher. Still, I thought that scene was enjoyable because it just showed how crazy these alien forces are, and it's just kind of cool. So I guess from a conceptual level, I thought it was just really cool, but I understand like it didn't look, I guess, aesthetically understandable.
Yeah. But kudos to the visual effects guys because they were literally half the credits.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
Speaking of the trailer, though, one thing that's a really funny reversal they did on us is that the scene in the trailer that everyone like really enjoyed was actually the end of the movie where yeah. he eats the guy at the convenience store.
You're like a turd. In the wind. What was it? You're like a turd in the wind or something?
He's like, floating. First of all, eat your arms and both of your legs and your face. You'll be this armless, legless thing rolling around like a turd in the wind.
I I thought that was so funny.
Yeah, Venom's got jokes, y'all.
Yeah.
That's one reason you should go see this film, because the comedy was just fantastic.
And I didn't know how that scene was going to land in the film. I was really uncertain. Like, that was the one scene I was not sure about.
Yeah.
I was very concerned about this film just because of that scene. And the fact that they put it at the very end actually, like, made my day.
Yeah. You know, it's like, I think, like, shortly after, Venom's like, the way I see it, we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, yeah. I like they made that at the end, because it's like, you don't really know what else is going on in this 90 minutes or 100 minutes of action.
Yeah. So, and I like that also at the end they established Venom as this anti-hero character, because Venom's this person that's going to eat you, but Eddie's kind of the moral anchor, like, we'll only eat the bad people.
Yeah. And this goes back to why I think we both enjoyed the film, was this Eddie Brock Venom relationship.
Yeah.
We also learn when they're on the way, or they're where Venom's trying to go defeat Riot, it's kind of like he has to plug in why it's a big deal to take down Riot.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like lazy writing, I guess, but they still got it out there. I'm like, all right, I'll forgive it. It's fine. You know, it was kind of cool to see that Venom is not all bad either. He still has some redeeming qualities, which made him kind of gave me some reason to root for him.
Yeah, and, you know, they have that conversation in there somewhere where Venom and Eddie are talking. It's like, Venom's like, the reason I like you is because I'm a loser too.
Yeah,
on my
yeah.
planet or whatever.
That's what got me. I'm like, all right, so they can work together and... You know, he's on. I like how he's honest with him. Yeah, we came here to, like, you know, rule this world and, like, eat people and whatnot. But I'm a loser back at home, and I don't want more people to come here and destroy this place because I like it here.
Exactly.
I'm like,
very nice.
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Sort of.
It's like he's
actually being extremely selfish, but it's cool.
He's being selfish, but him and Eddie can work together because they have a common reason to.
Yeah.
Which I think is interesting. It doesn't make it completely redeemable. I don't know, but I like that it's not. Yeah. I like Venom because he's not a completely good person. You know, like Eddie Brock is not a completely good person. That's, I think, what makes movies in the 21st century interesting, is not having completely redeemable characters leading, because it's, I think, more interesting and realistic, because humans, in my opinion, you know, we're not perfect people. We strive, you know, your perfection, but it's hard to get there. So,
well, they I did appreciate also at the end of the film was that it's they like do this double take. They like imply that maybe Venom got killed at the end of the movie.
Oh yeah,
and then and then you see Eddie and Anne talking at the end.
Yeah,
and you know they both have bonded with Venom, so they both know what the power is like. And she's like, "Too bad it's too bad he's Venom's gone." He's like, "Yeah." Totally. And then you hear Venom talking in his head this whole conversation.
Yeah.
And then he just walks away.
It was kind of off-putting. Like, I thought it was a cool way to have the film end with Venom seemingly disappear. And, like, you know, saving Eddie Brock from, I guess, being burnt up and saying goodbye, Eddie, and, like, evaporating a little bit. I was like, all right, that's a good way to end it for now. And maybe, like, somehow tie in Venom somewhere else, you know, later. But I was kind of, like, taken aback a little bit when he's just back all of a sudden, the next scene. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wait, I thought we just saw him get burnt up. Like, we're just kind of, like, not explained. So I guess that's another grievance I have with it. But overall, it was just still kind of cool, because it's a comic book film. I don't care. It's fine.
This movie does, in fact, have a mid-credits scene.
Oh, yes, it does.
Huge implications and, like, totally in your face about it. Like, like, you'd have to, like, I don't know how you could not know what's going on here, because it's, like, completely blatant.
There will be carnage.
There will be carnage. Yeah, so Eddie goes, goes to this jail to interview this dude.
Serial killer.
Cletus Cassidy, played by Woody Harrelson, no less. Go. And he says the word carnage, and everyone loses their minds.
I knew right away when I saw the prison, I'm like, okay, that's already pretty carnage-y to me. That's like where in the comics we first see Venom. I mean, Carnage, that's in the comics, that's where we first see Carnage. And also when you see the red hair, I'm like, all right, that's definitely Carnage. Like, yeah. that's Cletus.
And, you know, and it's another really bold thing on Sony's part, because you don't cast Woody Harrelson in a role unless you're pretty darn serious about continuing the franchise.
And I'm glad they put him in there, like, at the very end. Like, all right, we're making this next film. Get ready. There's going to be more.
Carnage. More Carnage.
Yes. And I am totally cool about that.
Next Venom 2, Venom versus Carnage, more than likely.
let's call it Venom versus Carnage. We just call it that. I think that would be cool. Yeah. Just call it.
Yeah, why not?
Say it what it is. So, so is this a good point to talk? I mean, yeah, I guess the last scene or the last end credit scene was.
Yeah, and the very at the very end of the credits, Sony does another great marketing ploy. Yeah. They do like a whole 3-minute long clip for their upcoming movie, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, coming out this December, which was actually really pleasant. It was a pleasant surprise. I was not expecting them to do that, and it was quite enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, I'm excited for that film as well. I think Sony's going in the right direction with all their choices they've been making the past year or two, or ever since Civil War. So they've been doing a good job with their properties, so I'm excited to see how this next Spider-Man movie goes. I think we can start, you know, speculation now, I guess, or at least where we want to see this kind of go.
I think it would be great if Sony just kept making these villain movies.
Yeah.
Approximately 6 of them.
yeah.
And then you bring in Tom Holland for a Sinister 6 movie. I think the payoff there would just be phenomenal.
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree. I think that's a good
idea.
There's
already rumors for Kraven the Hunter. I don't know why they're going to go with Kraven the Hunter, but there's already rumors they're going to do Kraven the Hunter.
Like a standalone?
Yeah.
Why not? Right? Why not? So, I think that's a good route for them. I like where you're going with that. I know that at least for the foreseeable future, we know the new Spider-Man film with Tom Holland's being shot right now.
Yeah.
They're finishing up in New York currently. And they can't, of course, really confirm who the big baddie is. They don't really want to confirm anything because of marketing.
And it's Marvel.
Yeah, and it's Marvel. And they're working with Disney and they're being, you know, cautious with all of it. We can kind of infer that there are going to be a few villains in there. It looks like they're setting it up for a Sinister Six film already. At least those are the rumors that have been, you know, spread online. We know, like as we said earlier, that the Sinister Six film has been in development for a while. They've been trying to make a Sinister Six movie forever. In the next Spider-Man, I guess Spider-Man 2 or Homecoming 2, they're going to have Mysterio as the main bad guy, and potentially, I should say.
Yeah, potentially.
And then Scorpion, potentially.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly, yeah. And then they're bringing back, of course, Vulture. So that's...
allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. So that's what, three villains right there. They do a Kraven film, and they do, you know, they're probably going to throw in Norman Osborn or Otto at some point.
Yeah. Now, interesting direction they could go. I mean, this is speculation.
Yeah.
But, they could do a Sinister Six film. They've said Venom is its own separate universe, but they'd never...
For now.
From what we saw in the movie, it's not implied that it couldn't be. And so I think it'd be an interesting twist if they, like, did a Sinister Six film, but Spider-Man and Venom have to team up.
That would be different.
That would be very different. Because they've established Venom as this anti-hero character in his movie that we just saw.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I don't know how much sense it would make for him to fight Spider-Man.
Yeah, I guess
at this point.
Yeah, I think right now, it would not. I don't really know how they can really combine. I don't know how they can really do it. I guess they would have to do it with what you're saying, like, you know, make Venom and Spider-Man team up. It'd be, of course, after, I guess, this Carnage movie. It'd be after the next Spider-Man film. I'd personally rather see, you know, that's a good question. It's they've left room open for Venom's universe to be part of Tom Holland's Spider-Man or the bigger MCU. And I think it's getting closer to being accepted. At least as far as interviews have gone, with Kevin Feige and the CEO of Sony Studios.
Right.
They Sony Pictures. I mean, they kind of implied that they're connected, but they're just they just can't say anything. Mainly because they don't want.
Yeah.
Disney doesn't want a big mess up on their hands with.
I tell you what, Kevin Feige is like the master of answering a question without actually saying anything.
Do you remember that interview? Do you remember that interview with the Sony head and him when they when she was going on about this interconnected universe with Venom and Spider-Man and the bigger MCU? Do you remember that whole?
I might have heard something. Yeah.
It was so funny because Kevin Feige was like looking at her like. Just straight face, like, what are you saying right now? We can't say this. So I think what they want to do is keep, you know, Venom's, you know, Venom and the other villains in their own separate universe that's kind of still connected to the MCU, but the only bridge will be Spider-Man, which is fine. I think it'll be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know when they'd make a Sinister Six film, but...
it'll be a while.
It'll be a while. I'd like to see the Venom and Carnage thing happen in Spider-Man 3, honestly.
Yeah, it could be interesting.
But that also might be too much, I think, for a film. So,
well, I think that about wraps it up.
Yeah.
You got everything out of your system?
Yeah.
You got all your symbiotes out?
Let's see. I think there was like, I'm checking my list. There wasn't much else. Let's see. Oh, yeah. I think that's really... Yeah, that's about it for me. Yeah.
So at the end of the day, Venom is an enjoyable, different take on a classic comic book character and a great, fantastic performance by Tom Hardy. Got some jokes, got some action. I might see it again. Who knows?
I honestly don't see this often, but I'd like to see this in 3D just to see it and see if it looks cool or not. But yeah, I'd like to see this movie again. I'd give it, you know, 6.5, 7 out of 10, honestly. Like, a pretty, like, it's an enjoyable film, you know?
Sure. I enjoyed watching this film as well.
Yeah.
That wraps this review up. Thanks again for listening to Cinema Central. Thank you, Matt, for coming in on this one.
My pleasure. Anytime.
And you can, of course, be sure to hit the subscribe button if you like this episode. And you can follow Cinema Central on the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, @AceCinemaCentral. Have a good week.
Booyah!